For a few minutes this afternoon, I want you to hit the rewind button and go back in time 3 months.
我们今天下午要来回忆一下三个月之前的一件事情。
Now then, the scene is Chile.
是在智利所发生的情景。
And you just heard that 33 miners are trapped in this collapsed mine.
我们刚刚听到有33个矿工被困在那个倒塌的一个矿里面。
Here's the question I want to ask you.
我现在要问你们一个问题。
How many of you at that time prayed something like this? I want to thank you, God, so much that I'm not one of those poor miners that was trapped or is trapped in that mine.
当时你们有没有感谢主说，感谢主我幸好我不是那三十三名矿工之一。
I know I did, you know, I prayed for them, but I also, Lord, thank you so much that I'm not one of those poor miners who's trapped in that mine.
我知道我是这样的感谢主的我当时是非常的感谢我不是那些可怜的矿工。
Now that I want you to fast forward today, to today, the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
那我们现在再把这个情景快进到三个月后的今天。
And here's a question I want to ask you.
我要问你们一个问题。
How many of you today, looking back on that, would say, thank you so much, Lord, that I wasn't one of those miners who was trapped?
今天我们还有多少人这样说感谢主我们不是那一些被困的矿工之一。
Actually, looking back on that, some of us might think that would have been kind of cool.To be one of them trapped in that mine.
如果我们这样回忆的话，我们可能有人会觉得如果真的是被困在里面，也并不是一件坏事。
For one of them, for one thing, they're all millionaires now, right?
因为事实是他们现在都是百万富翁了。
And they all got Oakley shades. I always wanted to have a pair of Oakley shades. They all came out with Oakley shades.
而且他们都得救了。
I'll tell you, I guarantee you that if you went up to any of those miners today, this Thanksgiving, and you asked them, do you resent having to go through that? They would have said, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I wouldn't have missed that experience for the world.
如果我敢肯定，如果你问他们那个那些矿工的话，他们都会说我们是不应该错过这样一个经历的。
For a few minutes this afternoon, I want to talk with you about the gratitude project that God wants to undertake in our lives.
我们今天要来思想一下神所需要我们完成的那个感恩的那个项目。
I'd like you to turn your Bibles for a few minutes to Genesis chapter 25. We're going to read verses 29 through 34. Genesis chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 29 through 34.
我们今天要读的经文是创世纪25章29到34节。
Okay, Genesis chapter 25, beginning to read at verse 29. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. And he said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. This is why he was called Edom, which means red. Jacob replied, first, some of your birthright. Look, I'm about to die, Esau said.What good is a birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then he got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright.
创世纪25章29到34节。有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。 以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？雅各说，你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Understand up in some areas of Canada near schools, they actually have these 3D speed bumps.
在加拿大有一些地方，他们有那种三维的那个限速的
So let's say you're driving too fast and you're coming to this speed bump. All of a sudden, this 3D optical illusion will pop up right in front of you, and you'll see it for all the world like a little girl who's running across the street in front of you chasing a ball. It looks really real as you look at this.
如果你开得太快的时候呢，你会碰到那个限速的一个像一种。幻象一样的，它是一种比较高科技的，它显示出来的就像一个女孩子在追着去拿一个球。
As I say, it looks so real that I understand people just slam on their brakes for fear that they're going to see this little girl hit this girl that's running across in front of them.
那个显示器是非常的显得很真实，所以每个人看到了之后都会急刹车。
I'd like to suggest to you something this Thanksgiving, that God wants Thanksgiving to be like a spiritual speed bump in our lives.
上帝呢，希望感恩节在我们的生命当中是一个像属灵上的那个限速的一个限制器。
What he wants us to do this Thanksgiving time is maybe to slam on our spiritual brakes and to remind ourselves what really counts in life.
他是希望我们在属灵上踏一下那个急刹车，停下来来数算一下，在我们一生中什么是值得我们数算的恩典。
I'd like to suggest to you that the story of Esau that we just read functions as kind of like a spiritual speed bump, rebuking us and causing us to think seriously about our lives.
那刚才我们读的以扫的故事，就是提醒我们，在我们的生命当中，我们也应该停下来来思考一下，在灵性上面，我们需要是就是说。停下来数算一下我们的恩典。
Okay, you know the story. Esau, who loved to hunt, is returning from a hunting expedition, and he's starved. He's really famished.
我们知道以扫他是喜欢打猎的。等他从田野回来的时候，他是累昏了。
And he sees his younger brother Jacob cooking this red lentil stew.
他看到弟弟雅各在煮红豆汤。
And notice what he says to him in Genesis chapter 25, verse 30. He turns to him and he says, Quick, Jacob, let me have some of that red stew because I'm famished.
在三十节中，他对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。
But I love the way the Hebrew puts it. Literally what Esau said to Jacob goes something like this. He said to him, Quick, pour that red stuff down my throat.
在希伯来文里面更直接的描述说以扫对雅各说快点把这个红豆汤灌到我嘴里去。
So you get the picture, here's Esau, he's opening his mouth, he says, pour all that stuff right down my throat. The word for pour here in the Hebrew is a word that is used only with reference to feeding animals.
在希伯来文里面那个灌那个字其实只是用于来那个饲养牲口用的。
And so you have a picture here of this man who's gorging himself like an animal, and you know the end of the story that he sold his birthright, he sold his soul for one lousy bowl of soup.
我们可以来想象一下这个故事中所描绘的情景。以扫实在是累昏了，他就为了一 一碗红豆汤出卖了自己长子的名分。
It's interesting that he says to his brother here, quick, quick, pour that red stuff down my throat. We're always going through life today saying, quick, quick, quick.
在我们的生活当中，我们是不是也经常说快，快一点，快一点？
That's a terrific example of the rat race that some of us get sucked into.
这个也是我们所经历的那些漫无目的的一些追求。
Someone has half joked that even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat.
有些人这么说，即使你赢了那个漫无目的的追求，其实你的那种追求也是根本是无意义的。
So once again, what I want you to notice is that God intends Thanksgiving to be the spiritual speed bump in our lives, and maybe God is saying to you this time of the year, you know, slow down. And reconnect with the really important things in your life, like a relationship with me, and with your wife if you're married, and with your children, and with your church.
其实上帝是借着感恩节作为我们灵性上的一个限速器提醒我们慢一点，让我们停下来，来重新建立与神的关系。
Now then, I want you to switch gears. I want you to go to a verse of the New Testament. I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
让我们再来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Listen carefully and follow along. Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you,In Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节中说，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Now, if I were to give a title to this verse, and I don't want to shock you, but if I were to give you a title to this verse, my title would be "Shut Up and Sing." Shut up and sing.
如果我要把这一节经文做一个总结的话，它的主题就是不要再抱怨凡事感恩。
Now you say, Pastor, that's not nice to say shut up, right?
你们会说牧师啊，你叫我们就说不要讲话，那是不对的。
Let me tell you why I'm saying this. And you ever watch or hear the rock stars, you know, the pop singers, or the Hollywood? It's funny how just because they're good singers, because they're good musicians, think that they are experts in everything, and they spout off, you know, they tell us what politics is right, and they tell us what religion, they spout off their experts in everything.
你们有没有这样的同感，就是一些好莱坞的明星，他们虽然在音乐上很有天赋，但是他们觉得他们在一方面突出了，他们在另外一方面也会很精通，所以他们对政治的评论有时候会很荒唐。
And I led a talk show host recently to say, look, these guys are good singers, right? They're really good, but just shut up and sing. Do the one thing you're good at, sing, but don't be a politician. Don't tell us about politics.
有一位现实秀的名嘴，他说那些明星们，你们就不要再讲那种闲话，还是唱歌为好。
I think that's really the big idea of what the Apostle Paul is saying here when he says give thanks and everything. He's saying, interestingly, that sometimes life is very hard.
这里保罗提醒我们说生活是艰难的。
I want you to get something tremendously important about what Paul actually says in verse 18. Take a look at verse 18. Does Paul say give thanks for all circumstances? No, he says give thanks in all circumstances. There's a big difference.
这里保罗用的那个介词是有很大的区别的。
What Paul is simply saying here is, look, there's sometimes when you don't feel like giving thanks, there's sometimes when you don't feel like singing, but what he is saying is, this is God's will for you, and if you sing, when you don't feel like it. If your life is making music, if you're giving thanks when you don't feel like it, this releases tremendous spiritual power all around you.
这里保罗提醒我们说，并不是我们遭遇的每一件事情都让我们觉得我们愿意感恩。但是在一些艰难的时候，如果我们在任何境遇当中都献上我们的感恩，这样我们在灵性上就能够更加的进一步。
A very famous composer once said that musical instruments are like sleeping people.
有一位很出名的作曲家，他说过，那些乐器就像一些睡着的人。
And his job as a composer was to wake up these sleeping musical instruments so that those musical instruments would make beautiful music.
作为一个作曲家，他的工作就是把那些沉睡的人叫醒，使那些乐器发出美妙的声音。
I want to tell you something. That's the job of the Holy Spirit in your life. He wants to wake up that music in you. Sometimes you lose that joy, but he wants to wake it up so that you can make beautiful music in glory to God, no matter what you're going through.
这其实也是圣灵在我们生活中的它的作用。它是使我们一些沉睡的一些灵性苏醒过来，使我们就是得到失去的喜乐，为神唱出最美好的歌。
One of the greatest Thanksgiving hymns ever is titled Now Thank We All Our God. Have you ever heard that? Now Thank We All Our God. It's one of the most beautiful Thanksgiving hymns ever written.
有一首很美妙的赞美诗，名叫《起来感谢主》。
But have you ever heard the story behind the writing of this hymn, Now Thank We All Our God?
你们知不知道那个作曲家那个作曲家的故事呢？
It was written by a pastor named Martin Rinkert way back in the 1600s.
这是一位牧师写的，在17世纪的时候写的。
And he was ministering during this time when the Black Plague was sweeping all over Europe, killing literally tens of thousands of people.
他在当时呢，他所牧会的时候。正是欧洲的那个瘟疫横行的时候。
Pastor Martin was the only pastor in this town in Europe, in Germany, because the other two pastors died. He buried them. So he's the only pastor in this German town.
那位牧师是在德国城镇里面所留下的唯一的牧师，因为另外两位牧师已经病死了。
And there was a time during the height of the Black Plague where this guy literally buried on an average of 50 people a day. He had 50 funerals every day.
在那个疫情最严重的时候，他每一天要主持50个人的葬礼。
And he had 5,000 funerals in this one year.
在那一年里面，他主持了5,000个葬礼。
But get this, in the middle of that time, when he was burying literally 50 believers a day, he sat down and he wrote this hymn, Now Thank We All Our God.
但是在这样的情况下，他坐下来，写下了这样一首美好的圣诗，起来感谢主。
I want to tell you something, that's what God wants to start to do in your life. He wants to take your attitude and develop it so that you make beautiful music in your life no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough the times are.
这就是神需要我们做的不管我们经历了什么，他需要我们坐下来思考神的恩典来谱写出最美好的音乐献给神。
But as we close that, I just want to say there's one ultimate reason why every one of us here today can give thanks no matter what we're going through.
那我现在还要提醒一下大家，我们之所以能够献上感恩的一个原因。
And that is because we know the gospel. That's because we have the cross. That's because we understand that we can be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
因为我们懂得福音，我们知道我们是得救的人。
I want to close by telling you about a very special guest that my wife Carol and I had over for dinner this last Thursday.
在结束的时候，我还要讲一个小插曲，就是我们在感恩节有了一个非常特别的一个来客。
He's a 70-year-old man who lives in a trailer, really small trailer without any heat.
他是一个70岁的老人，住在一个一栋房屋里面。
Recently we've gotten to know him. He said, come on over for Thanksgiving. He said, you want me to come? And he said, yeah, we want you to come. We want you to be our special guest.
那我就去邀请他说到我们家里来我们要邀请你做特别的客人。
He said as he sat down, I don't know what to do. He said, this is the first time in 50 years that I've ever sat at a Thanksgiving meal.
他说50年以来这是我第一次坐下来吃一个感恩节的晚餐。
I said, tell me a little bit about your life, Joe.
那我就说你告诉一些你的一些生活经历吧。
He said, you know, half of my life. I've either been homeless, I started out in an orphanage, and then I have been in and out of prison. And most recently, he said, I was in prison for 10 years.
他就说在我那个我是从孤儿院里面出来的，然后呢我就那个到监狱里面进去又出来，最近呢刚刚在监狱里面被关了，被囚禁了十年。
Now the question is, how do you pray? Hey, what do you pray? Should I pray, dear Lord, thank you for all of the blessings you showered upon us when this guy just got out of 10 years in jail. Does that sound appropriate to him?
那问题就是面对这样的情况，我们怎么来祷告？我们是不是感恩说感谢主你给我们这么多的恩典，他刚刚从监狱里被释放出来。
I'll tell you how I pray.
我要告诉你们我是怎么祷告的。
I said, look, Lord, you know we're all sinners sitting around this Thanksgiving table this afternoon.
我说主你知道我们坐在那个感恩节晚餐那个餐桌前的人，我们都是罪人。
And that includes me. You know, I'm a sinner. My wife is a sinner. Everyone sitting around this table this afternoon, Lord, we're all sinners.
这也包括我，我们都是罪人。
And I said, but thank you so much for dying on the cross for all of us sinners.
但是感谢主，感谢耶稣基督为了我们所有的人在十字架上死。
And I said, thank you so much that no matter what we've done, as we give our lives to Jesus Christ, we can feel clean, no matter what we've done in the past.
我说感谢主，不管我们过去做了什么，但是当我们把我们的生命献给主的时候，我们知道我们从内心感到洁净了。
And then I concluded by saying, oh yeah, one more thing, Lord. I want to thank you for our very special guest.
我并且在我结束祷告的时候，我说也感谢主，带给我们这么一个很特殊的一个来客。
And then for the rest of the meal, you know, Carol and I just shared Jesus Christ with this guy.
在晚餐当中呢，我们也我太太和我也一起跟他分享了耶稣基督的很多福音。
Boy, you say, boy, that's really nice because guys like that really need Jesus, right?
你们会说那是一件很好的事因为像这样的人他是非常需要耶稣基督的。
I got news for you. They're not the only ones who need Jesus. Nice guys need Jesus just as much.
但是我也要提醒大家，并不是这样的只有这样的人才需要耶稣基督。很多好人，很多过得舒适的人，他们也需要耶稣基督的福音。
And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Ultimately, we thank God for one thing, the cross, and salvation only in Jesus Christ.
这就是感恩节的一个重大的意义，就是我们感谢主，感谢耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩。
I just want to say this, if you've never really accepted Christ as your personal Savior, You've got to do it. You really should do it because that's what Thanksgiving is all about.
如果你们从来没有接受过耶稣基督作为你个人的救主的话，那你应该这样做，因为这是感恩节的意义。